This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip. Can we get a quick update of how the bursa is looking?
Not any better. It's still in the red, although the losses have kind of narrowed. At this current moment, the FBM KLCI is only down 0.16% to 1568.
All right, and turning our attention to broader trends in the equity market, the two market-disrupting P's, politics and pandemic, seem to be calmer for now. This confidence in the market is reflected in the buying mode of investors because they were net buyers for 8 out of the last 9 weeks. So is this the rainbow after a storm, and will the future hold good things for the Malaysian equity market? For a perspective on how you should strategize your portfolio, we speak to Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research from RHB Bank. Alex, welcome to the show. Thanks for speaking to us. 2021 has been a rather dismal year for the FBM KLCI. Should we just put this year's equity performance behind us and look ahead instead? Is 2022 going to be the year where the Malaysian equity market will outperform its Asian peers?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I think going forward, investors and the market at large are already trying to price in the prospects for 2022. And what they should be doing. I think 2020 was a year, where markets were bolstered by the positive performance from the glove stocks. And the reverse was true in 2021, where we were dragged, by the derating of the glove sector, with the two KLCI glove stocks dragging the markets by as much as 70 to 75 points year to date. So I think going forward, the markets have considered the fact, as you mentioned, the two P's, where politics certainly seems to have the risks there have taken a backseat for now, at least, with the signing of the MOU between PN and PH, and as regards to the pandemic, we have moved from being a laggard in the vaccination race to one of the leaders globally in terms of the high rates of vaccinations that we have achieved, and this has allowed the markets to gradually normalize. And I think while some of this recovery scenario and the reopening outlook is partly in the price. We do think that the markets will continually pivot towards a more optimistic stance. Given that vaccination process for the adolescents are currently ongoing, and once that happens, I think more people will be more confident to actually go out and about their regular activities without feeling that they are risking their dependents at home. So I think going forward, the markets in 2022 will start to focus on the reopening plays. But I think despite the domestic easing of the domestic risks, we are starting to see a buildup of macroeconomic pressures. And chief amongst this is the prospect for tightening, with the Fed in the US looking to dial back on asset purchases. We're expecting an announcement as soon as the November FOMC meeting. The rather benign assessment of inflation really has proven to be not so transitory after all. Mm. The concern here is that the timing of the tightening comes at a rather inconvenient time for emerging markets. Given that the emerging economies are still, at least 3 to 6 months behind their more developed counterparts in terms of recovering from the worst effects of the pandemic. And, I think, this is going to be the key risk for 2022.
But with that in mind then, Alex, what kind of investment strategy would you advocate for 2022 then?
I would still say that we would still have to look at reopening plays, but I think there is clearly a need to be vigilant on COVID developments, for example, So I think if you look at, how COVID has, evolved since the beginning of the pandemic, markets have continuously underestimated the resilience of the virus. And essentially, we cannot say that is Delta the worst variant that it can evolve to, or is that going to be something else worse down the line, right? So if you look at the experience of other countries that have are also highly vaccinated, it doesn't mean that COVID can't make a comeback. I mean, case in point, close to home is Singapore, where you have, where you have high vaccination rates, but yet they are currently experiencing a spike in cases right now. So markets will have to be vigilant on the developments, with regards to COVID-19, that will continue to be a risk factor for 2022.
So what do you expect to see in budget 2022? Is it going to be a non-event, or did yesterday's approval for the debt ceiling give a bit more room to do some pump priming?
Okay, I think if you look at the pre-budget statement, I think that was the first inaugural pre-budget statement that was published, I think about a month ago. I think, and in addition, and taken together with the 12 Malaysia plan, I think the focus for budget 22 seems that it will be on managing fiscal discipline. Given that the pandemic has resulted in a revenue shortfall, leading to a spike in the fiscal deficit, and clearly countries and governments are very cognizant of the fact that they can't allow the fiscal deficit to run out of control, and therefore you don't want to incur the wrath of the rating agency. So I think there will be a key strategy will be to contain the fiscal deficit, and that really it brings the question of so what can the government do to pump prime? I know in the 12 Malaysia plan there was a large 400 billion ringgit allocation for development expenditure over the course of the 5 years in the plan, but I think I do sense some market skepticism on our ability to actually fund the entire 400 billion. So if you just take a straight line allocation of that 400 billion over 5 years, I mean, we're talking about an average annual net DE spend of 80 billion, which is already somewhat higher than the 68 billion development expenditure budget that we had for 2021, of which we have spent less than half of it as at the end of July. So I think while there is some hope that the economy will recover sufficiently to allow a decent development expenditure number, but I think right now hopes and expectations for significant pump priming initiatives in the upcoming budget are relatively modest, given the fiscal constraints that is faced by the government.
All right then, Alex, we have about a minute left. Maybe we could quickly wrap up the conversation with a view of what your top picks are for 2022. Is it more a bottom-up or top-down approach that's advocated?
Okay, I think if you look at in the context of 2022, if we're talking about recovery, a rising yield environment, clearly one of the key beneficiaries, to this will be the banks. While there have been some headwinds on the banking sector with regards to the issue of the loan moratorium and the interest waiver for the B50 segment, I think that fundamentally, if we are going to continue seeing an extension of this recovery process, then clearly banks will benefit from the recovery process as well as from the rising rate environment. And with regards to the supply chain issues that we are seeing around the world, we also like the freight forwarders, people like Tasco. And on the commodity side, our favorite pick there would be Press Metal.
All right.
Given the strength in the aluminium prices.
All right, Alex, thank you so much. I'm going to have to cut you off there, but thanks as always for your comments and insights. That was Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research from RHB Bank, giving us some picks on what to look out for in 2022 as you strategize your investment portfolios. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.